Well, let us turn again to the psalm which we just read together, Psalm 73. I'm sure there are many things that the Lord can teach us from this psalm. And one of the things I want us to learn tonight is to how we can learn from our mistakes. Well, we all make mistakes, don't we? There are some mistakes which are quite serious mistakes. Others perhaps not so serious. But mistakes, if they are sinful, are always serious. And we need to learn from our mistakes. The psalmist here, as we read these words, made a serious, sinful mistake. It was a serious one, so serious that it could have led him right astray from God. And it could have ended up as those whom he looked at and he thought about. That is, those who are rich and who were wicked in their ways. When he saw the end of their ways and how the Lord brought his judgment upon them and what happened to them, his eyes were opened and he saw just how close he had got to following after them and slipping into that way. This was a serious mistake which he had made. And what was the mistake? Well, he harbored evil thoughts. That was what he was doing. And we find that this is so often the way sin comes and overtakes us, doesn't it? And it often happens through the things which are happening around us, the things which we see or the things which we hear. It happened in the Garden of Eden when the tempter came to Eve. She was tempted to look upon the tree which they were not to take any fruit from and to eat of it. But we're told that she looked, she saw, and she took of that forbidden fruit. And so she and Adam fell into sin. And we have many illustrations in the scripture of those who have gone this way and done this thing. We have David, of course, who is a great example to us. When he was at home, he was relaxing. When he ought to have been at war with his troops, he was relaxing upon the roof of his house, and he saw a woman bathing. And instead of turning away from what he saw, he looked, he lingered, he allowed his eyes to gaze and to think upon evil things and evil thoughts, and it led him into sin and into adultery and eventually into murder. And so we see how dangerous this can be, how easily we can fall and slip away and to do things which are so sinful and which can lead us so far astray from God. And here we find the psalmist Asaph, as he is the writer of it, doing the same thing. And he allows us to see what he had witnessed and how these things seem to play upon his mind and upon his thoughts when his own situation was different. And so he began to think as he saw what was happening. And what was it that the psalmist saw? Well, he tells us here that he was envious of the boastful when he saw the prosperity of the wicked. In other words, he was looking around at the world about him and the people around him, and he was looking at those who had seemed to have gone on well in life and who had done great things and had achieved great things, who were well off, and they lived comfortably, and they lived in nice houses, and they had everything going for them, and everything seemed so good, and life was easy for them. They seemed to be living without any sort of problems or difficulty. This is what he saw. He saw people who had the things of this world, riches, the goods of this world, luxuries. But what sort of people were they? They were not only rich. He indicates to us how they had become rich. They were people who we're told were arrogant. And they were filled with pride. That's what verse 6 tells us. Therefore, pride serves as their necklace. They were arrogant people. That's the sort of people they were. And they were ruthless people too. Violence covered them. And they spoke about oppression. They scoff and speak wickedly concerning oppression. They weren't troubled by the way in which they got their wealth and how they treated their servants and those who worked for them. They held them down and kept them down. They didn't pay their wages as they should have done. So they were oppressive people. They were godless people. They had no thought of God. Does God know? Does God care? That's the attitude that they had. And so they lived their lives as if God didn't exist. And the only people who mattered, and the only thing that mattered, was themselves and how they got on in this life. That's the type of people they were. How right is the writer to the scriptures? Nothing has changed, has it? Things are the same today as they were then. We have the same sort of people around us who just want and crave for the things of this world, and they become ruthless in the ways they get things. They're arrogant, oppressive, godless, and they don't treat others, have no concern for others. And we see it so often about us. We've been reminded in recent years of the greed that there is. We talk about the bankers, don't we, and how they've been greedy for gain and how they want the things of this world. But it's not only the bankers, is it? We're all tainted with it. And we're all subject to this sort of thing, wanting the things of this world and to get on in this world and to progress in this world, to better ourselves, to get to the top of the ladder. And it doesn't matter about others, how we treat others, how we get to the top, or how we get our possessions and everything else. We're not concerned about anything else. So many live like that. All we're concerned about is ourselves and our wealth and what we want and what we want to do. There's so many like that round and about us. But what attracted this psalmist to these people? Well, they lived well. That was simply it. When he saw the prosperity of the wicked, he says in verse 4, there are no pangs in their death, but their strength is firm. They are not in trouble as other men. They are not plagued like other men. Even though they lived godless lives, and although they didn't have a care for anyone else in the world around them, yet they seemed to get on. Their lives were one of luxury, one of riches, and it didn't seem to worry them what happened. They had no worries. They lived and they died in the same way. They seemed to be at peace and comfort, this is how they were. They lived life to the full. They enjoyed everything that was going on in this world. Their eyes bulged with fatness and luxury. And this attracted the psalmist. Because of that, he began to think about himself. And he looked at his own life. And his own life was so different. Here was a man who had sought to live a godly life. He acknowledged God, he owned God, and he trusted in God, and he pursued God. He pursued a life of righteousness. He had lived honestly and truthfully. He had done what is good. He had concern for those around him, for those perhaps whom served in his house, those he employed. He had sought to do what was good. He had been helpful and kind and careful. But as he looked at his own life, he discovered that it was difficult, it was hard, life was tough. It hadn't brought him wealth, it hadn't brought him luxury. Instead, there were hardships, there were difficulties, there were problems, so he struggled through life. And he began to think, if only he had riches, if only he had wealth, well then many of his troubles would disappear. He wouldn't have to worry about these things which were troubling him now. Life would be much easier, much more comfortable. And so he became envious of those who were wealthy. He wished that he was like the rich people that he saw. And he almost fell into their ways. He became envious. And it was all because he looked at these people and he studied them and he thought about them and he thought about their ways and he looked at his own and he allowed these thoughts to enter into his mind and to take control over him. And it almost led him astray. It almost